Evelyn.
And it's Eliza.
And we're talking
nonsense. So, today, what we have planned is a fun, more Halloween-themed podcast than last time. We're going to be getting a little scary today.
We're going to get spooked.
Hopefully, they're scaring you don't think we're super lame.
And we're just, like,
we're just trying. Sensitive. We're just trying our hardest.
So, we both got stories. I got a story that Eliza hasn't read, and Eliza got a story that I haven't read.
We're gonna read it to each other,
yeah,
and just talk about it.
Thoughts.
Figure some stuff out.
Okay.
And then at the end, we're gonna be rating them on how scared you were.
I might judge you. You might judge me.
Hopefully, there's minimal judgment. But we all know there will be.
Yeah. It's a factor.
So, I don't remember what mine was called. It was like camera something. It's about a camera. You're like,
spooky already.
Already scared. Technology scares me. All right. It happened during my freshman year of college when I was back in my hometown for Thanksgiving break. I'm from a small town in New England, the kind of place you can't wait to get away from because nothing ever happens there. I guess maybe this was my town's way of getting back at me for looking or thinking like that. It was late on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I was at a friend's house, happily reunited with my best friends from high school since we were all home for the holiday. A fog settled in that night, owing to the classic New England mix of chill and humidity. As I drove home, I went by our town's library, which is situated next to a small duck pond. The fog was extra thick.
Noted.
Three C's.
Okay, I'll make a note.
Over the water and illuminated by the lamppost surrounding the pond. It gave it an eerie golden glow. Being the film student that I was, I had my camera with me, as always.
Smartly.
Without thinking, I turned my car around and pulled into the library parking lot, which overlooked the pond. I considered walking down to the pond for a moment, but something told me not to do that. It wasn't fear, not yet. I remember not feeling fear at all, just excitement and awe of the sight in front of me. But still, I didn't get out of my car, and that decision probably saved my life. Instead, my car kept running, headlights still on, and I rolled down my window. I stuck my arm out the window and took a few photos of the pond in the fog. I pulled my arm back inside and looked over the photos. They were pretty terrible, given how bad of a technique I was using. This was the first time something felt wrong. As I looked at the photos, I just felt the best way I can think to explain it is that sometimes I have nightmares about being in open water. I know that there are sharks swimming beneath me. I can't see them, but I know they're there. I realized I was having that same feeling in my waking life as I looked through these pictures. I felt that danger before I saw it. I looked up from my camera, fully alert, and peered in front of me, but saw nothing for a moment. Then, a figure materialized out of the darkness around the pond and into the beams of my headlights. It was a man. He was wearing dark jeans and a black zip-up fleece jacket. His hair was dark and short. I don't remember his face. He was walking in the direction of the library, in the direction of my car. I waited, not wanting to let my fear take over. Maybe he wasn't walking toward me. Maybe he was just going to the road. But he kept coming towards me, walking faster and getting closer. I remember my window was down and quickly rolled it up. Then he was right in front of the hood of my car, and I could tell beyond a shadow of a doubt he was staring straight at me. The look in his eyes, his face was expressionless, but his eyes were intent, determined. The moment we made eye contact, the moment I saw that look, I just reacted. I don't remember feeling fear or panic, just being more alert than I'd ever been. I never took my eyes off of the man as I threw my car into reverse and spun out of the parking lot I was in. But I went the wrong way. Instead of turning my car toward the exit, I turned toward the back parking lot. Yes, there was another exit I could get to, but I would have to drive around the entire library to get there. Either that or reverse all the way out onto the road and risk hitting something, a tree, another car. I didn't want to risk crashing, then I'd have no escape. I decided I would have to go around the library. It would take longer, but it was the fastest or safest option. All these thoughts went through my head in an instant. The man ran to get in front of my car. One of my biggest regrets in my life is not running him over there and then. But I didn't. I put my car in drive and waited. He stood running once he was in front of my car, then took his time. He walked slowly around the hood of my car, staring at me the whole time. Our eyes followed each other. He smiled. The moment he was clear of the front of my car, two things happened. He lunged for my car door. I floored it. I remember the sight of my car sailing past his outstretched hand as I drove as fast as I've ever driven, taking the corners at a speed around the library. As I came out the other side, the exit was in sight, but the man wasn't. I drove as fast as I could toward the exit as I got in front of the library again. I looked over and saw the man running as fast as he could get to my car. I sped out of the library parking lot out onto the main road. The police station was a block away and I made a beeline for it, still driving recklessly fast, hoping to be pulled over by a cop. I got to the police station and that's when the fear finally settled in. I sat in my car and cried, breathing raggedly, completely frozen. I couldn't get out of my car. I was terrified that the man had followed me there, that as soon as I got out, he would get me. A police officer came out to my car and escorted me inside. They must have seen me on their security cameras. I spoke with a female sergeant. I told her what happened, gave her the best description I could. They immediately sent cars out but found no one. I assumed that the man was after my car, my camera maybe, and said that aloud. The female sergeant looked at me and shook her head. What she told me, I'll never forget. I don't think he was after your car or your camera. He was after you.
Dang. Concept.
Yeah.
The man is the grounds manager, and he was just going to talk to her about trespassing.
Yeah.
Like, you're here after hours.
Like,
I need to leave.
Maybe he's just seeing if she's okay. You know, who goes to a library that late?
Also, yeah.
Like, unless you're having a breakdown, there's no reason you should be at the library.
He just wanted to comfort her.
Yeah,
he's
I think it was comfort.
He lunged at the door. He was, like, really lunging for a hug.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, bring it in.
Yeah, he's like, come here. They're there.
Life's tough, but like, so are you.
Yeah. You know what?
You know, he's going to give her, like, an inspirational speech.
Oh, it was going to be so good. And then she just
and then she
off
went
and
off
wrote
and
this
made
story.
It about herself.
Wrote this story just like
that's a huge, it's a huge disrespect.
She dragged his name through the
mouth. If you're out there listening,
yeah.
Just know
if
that
this is you, you recognize this.
If you're the man, just know that you are respected.
You deserve the highest of respect for your duties.
You deserve someone to swerve up in your lane, let you in,
yeah,
and a hug.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you were after her, I mean, like,
that's your own prerogative.
That's your own. Like, I shouldn't be, but butting into your business.
No, what you do,
on your own time is none of my concern.
No, I think what they could have done to make the story more interesting, just because I have no idea what the camera really served. What if, like. It's not like she saw him in the pictures.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
It's not like...
I feel like my biggest gripe isn't with the story.
Yeah.
It's with her actions.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. First of all, it's dark. I'm not going anywhere.
No.
Not even to take pictures.
Yeah. Especially if they're going to turn out terrible, like
no.
You said.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Second, you can't just roll down your window at night. Do you know how many bugs are going to get in your car?
People are going to get in your car?
Exactly. She brought this on herself by rolling down the window. Second of all, why isn't your first instinct when you see, like, a scary figure?
Yeah.
To, like, book it.
Okay, as soon as they smile at me, I'm out.
As soon as I see someone, I'm like, oh, shoot, they're going to yell at me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried
I'm
about
in
getting,
trouble.
I'm not worried about getting dog-napped. I'm, like, worried about getting a stern talking to
a warning. I'm worried that they're going to be like, what are you doing? And then I'll get flustered.
I'm not taking them to the police. He's taking me. He's like,
if that's a police officer, and you just...
I'm in cuffs. I'm the bad guy, the story.
Yeah, the police officer, she gets there, and they're like, good thing you came here, because we're actually looking for you, because that was a deputy
that you assaulted.
That you assaulted.
That you wanted to run over with your car.
We have it here in documents that you wish you had ran him over.
Yeah. It's a blog post.
We saw your blog post. She was live tweeting.
We were notified when it came out.
I think for me it was like not the scariest thing I've ever read, but I was also like, wow, I'd be really creeped out if that happened. Like, I don't know if I'd definitely be scared, but I'd be more like creeped out with like the fact that I could be trapped. Because
but you have a car and he doesn't.
I know, but then also, like, I couldn't bring myself to run him over.
Really? Blasting the radio, and I am putting my pedal to the metal.
You're going, it's like you hit a speed bump.
I'm not even slowing down for this.
No. Excelling.
I'm accelerating.
Accelerating.
I'm excelling.
I'm excelling, and then I'm raiding.
Burning him. What?
I'm excelling, and then I'm gonna rate him on a scale of 1 to 10.
How good of a bump that was.
To be honest,
run him and dump him.
Essentially. Like so, like, I think it's like when you put yourself in their footsteps,
in their position.
Yeah, like if
I know I wouldn't have done some of the things that she would have done.
No, that's why I'm saying if I put myself in her footsteps, I'm not doing it.
Why didn't she just reach for her phone?
No, I definitely get out of there fast, and as soon as I saw him running out of my car, I'm calling them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what?
Or my dad.
Let them know where you are.
Yeah.
Send out your location.
Someone's taking a Louisville Slugger to both headlights.
Someone's getting carried under.
Someone's trying to carry under with me.
Someone. Or you either get carry under with, or you are carry under.
Basically.
Come on, be killed.
You either get her name carved into your front seat. Or you're
either the car or the speed bump.
You're either the carver or the carvee.
That's some Dexter stuff.
That's like, I'm not like bodies. We're not carving bodies. We're like,
okay, well, we're on the
top front seat.
Spooky. And so when you said carving, my mind went to bodies.
Like, yeah.
Not like,
I don't know if my mind directly
seats.
Went there.
Anywho, that's just my own personal.
The moral of the story is be Carrie Underwood, if possible.
Or just, like,
always strive to be Carrie Underwood in this situation.
What would Carrie Underwood do? That's it. That's all we can have. That's all we can do. Okay.
Get a bracelet.
Get a tattooed, if you can.
Get a tattooed so you can remember it every day.
Yeah. Remember who you are. And who you can be.
Yeah, don't stray from me.
And how much of an improvement it is to be carrying on with and who you are, because you're an awful person.
Yeah. Slash a hole in all four tires.
What else is...
It's weird when you're not singing the song.
Yeah, it is. Doug,
maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
Moral of the story, don't cheat.
Moral of the story, don't cheat.
Or else.
I'm going to come up to your car when you're taking pictures of a swamp, and I'm going to lunge for that door handle.
Moral of the story, if you go behind my back, I'm lunging at doors.
Yeah.
I'm ripping doors off handles.
Yes.
Okay? Have fun driving home with no
door.
We're
going to crawl in the library parking lot, so. Okay, back to the story. Yeah, we did. Not that story. I'm going to rate it, like, a 4 out of 10.
I'm going to rate it, like a 4 out of 10.
It was, like, enough to where I was like, wow, I would hate if that happened to me. But it's not, like...
It was, like, unfortunate.
It was just bad turn of events that she...
Like... Okay.
It's, like, she'll get
I'm
over
sorry.
It. She'll get over it. It's not, like, your cat told you to get out.
Yeah, I feel like that's every girl's, like... Just weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I don't know if it...
Everyone has an old man look at them weird. Lunge at some doors. I know.
Yeah.
I've had a few.
As a girl, we run into circumstances like this a lot more often.
I
feel like.
And I've learned.
I'm more alert about